This is Twit.
You know, there's nothing better than a recently repaired toilet seat. Ask me how I know. Actually, there's a lot of things that are better than a recently repaired toilet seat. Like the Steam Broadcasting, introduced to the Steam client. Actually, I'm going to be rude and say I'm probably a bigger fan of the recently repaired toilet seat. This is an interesting move.
Steam, the Valve company, video games on demand, or video games, basically you buy video games to the Steam interface. I don't know why I said on demand. But this is this. So let's point this out. This is available on the Steam client. Scott Michaud wrote this up for PC Per. The Steam client on Windows 7 and 8.x. Valve says they're going to bring it to the Linux and OS 10 and apparently Vista versions for some reason. Remember Vista? Yeah. you have to opt in to receive the beta releases of the Steam client. Watching a stream is only possible with one of three web browsers, Google Chrome, Apple Safari, and the one that's built into Valve's Steam client. So... I'm just going to go straight to Scott's second paragraph. Quote, obviously, the pre-launch browser support is quite disappointing. Clearly, Valve limited support of their web app to the rendering engine of choice, WebKit, and its fork Blink. And that is a step up from doing it in Flash. It is probably most disappointing for Opera, who switched to WebKit and later Blink from their proprietary Presto engine. Valve is focusing on user choice with their offering. While public streams will be allowed, you are allowed other privacy options. Public is not even the default. Your stream can also be set to only allow invited friends, allow all friends, or allow friends to request viewing permissions. Now on to the speculation. Why would Valve be doing this? Well, because Amazon thinks it's a $1 billion business.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good reason right there, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean,
It's very interesting to see Steam create competition for Twitch, essentially what NVIDIA is doing or with GeForce Experience or what AMD is doing with their Gaming Evolved application. Right. It's a little bit limited now in its first iteration, but if you use Steam very heavily, just as like friends lists, groups, all that kind of stuff, it could be very useful for that in terms of not having to duplicate a lot of that work, mm-hmm. right? If you only want your six friends to be able to watch and chat while you're doing this, then it's very easy to do if you already have the group or those friends set up in Steam. Whereas if you went with Twitch or you went with, the other streaming services out there, you have to set up a new account and do different things, and your friends have to have accounts if you want it to be a private right. session or something. So it's kind of interesting to see that they did this, because I had also heard in the not too recent memory that a deal that was supposed to happen that didn't actually happen, where they were supposed to integrate NVIDIA's kind of streaming technology into Steam. So clearly that didn't happen, and they decided to go their own route, take advantage of it on their own. Obviously, they have the expertise to do that. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but not a huge deal yet. But you can try it out if you... opt into the beta releases of the Steam client in the settings menu. So